I'm done. I'm finally done watching Fox News. It's rotting my brain, and only boomers watch that crap anyway. From now on, I'm watching real news, stuff that actually matters. And I'll never have to worry about Fox News ever again.
Two of the headlines on Fox News tonight.
It's gotten a lot of attention thanks to Fox News.
Started on Fox News.
Yesterday on Fox News.
Last night on O'Reilly.
Last night on Hannity.
This morning on Fox and Friends.
Fox was all over the story.
I want to play this clip from Fox.
Clip from Fox.
Clip from Fox News earlier.
It makes my head explode when I see these clips from Fox News.
Oh, God. It's everywhere. There's no escape.
Thank God for Fox News.
Thank God for Fox News.
Thank God for Fox.
You get the truth out.
Thank God for Fox News, or otherwise, no one would be talking about these issues.
In an ideal world, political journalism looks like this. On either side, you've got the parties fighting for the attention of the press. And in the middle, you've got journalists sorting through what's important and what's just partisan bullshit. This is called gatekeeping, and it's one of the most important things journalists do. Political operatives can spin whatever talking points they want, but ultimately, it's the journalists who decide what's newsworthy enough to pay attention to. But that is in an ideal world, and we don't live in an ideal world. We live in hell. And in hell, there's Fox News. Fox exists in this weird in-between space, because it claims to be a news organization, but it's essentially a Republican front group.